there from the audience?
No.
Okay, I don't hear anyone. If they join us later, we'll give them a chance. So I'll go ahead and close that, audience and citizens. And we'll, if we could make a motion to go to new business first.
Okay. So moved.
All right, second.
Again.
All right, so new business.
I can make the introduction, Mr. Mayor. So this was brought to us by the Y at the town council meeting perhaps a couple of months ago. And this is Rick Pinto, who's their attorney, reached out to us and said that the Y is planning to lease space with the former Molan High School
property.
Soon after the school was closed, this is another sidebar, this happened afterwards, CISA put them on the back on the tax roll. They haven't paid anything. I know they have saw an appeal last week, but that is independent of that. What they are asking, the why, is to, they came to the council, and there's Connecticut General Statutes that allows a non-for-profit that leases or rents space from an establishment to exempt them from paying property taxes. So they reached out to us, they provided some language, we sent it back to Corporation Council, and he revised it, and that's the document that you have in front of you. And they want us to, even though it's in the Connecticut General Statutes. Do you want to add anything to that, Jeff?
No, the statute, the applicable statute is 12-81, subsection 58. And the statute, which covers property leased to charitable, religious, or nonprofit organizations, specifically requires municipalities to adopt an ordinance in order to make the exemption available any nonprofit charitable organization that uses subject property exclusively for the purpose of their charitable, religious, or nonprofit operation.
You're breaking up, Jeff. Sorry. And you got cut off.
Did you hear me or no?
Better now.
What I said was that 12-81 58 of the general statute specifically requires that an ordinance be adopted in order to make the exemption available to charitable, religious, or nonprofit.
Okay.
It's
obviously not changing anything. It was exempt before, and it would be exempt going forward again as a nonprofit, right?
Right.
So we're not gaining, we're not losing, and we're certainly in the why, I guess, an opportunity to, use that building and hopefully serve the town. What do we
do? Right.
What do you think, Peter? What do you think, Brendan?
They aren't my favorite organization. However, I'll move this to get it to the whole council.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Move it.
Yeah, talk about it there. It's got to go there anyway, so. I saw something. Charlie said he couldn't get in or something. I don't know. He texted me. I didn't do it. But it's going to go to the council anyway, so.
Right.
So, yeah, all right. So, we got any other questions for Jeff or Roche or anybody?
Jeff, I have a question. If the Y rents or leases a portion of the property, would the exemption of that they rent?
If they were to lease it.
Yeah.
For a purpose that's not charitable, religious, or nonprofit mission related. In other words, if they were to lease it to a lawyer, right? That's a for-profit endeavor, so yeah. That portion of the property would not be exempt.
Yeah. So if the Y leases just the gym, for example, and some classrooms, that means the other administrative building and all that will remain on the tax roll?
You're talking about the different scenario that talking about if the Y leases a portion of a building and the remaining portions of the building are used for profit purposes, then that's right. Only the portion leased by the Y.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we know if they're leasing the whole place, the rest? Do we know?
Well, we haven't had any conversations with them. They were looking at the whole facility, but they have not, you know, moved forward with any concrete plans. I don't know what they plan to do. And this was pre-COVID, so things would have changed. Could have changed after that too.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. A lot of things have changed, right? So.
Well, they're looking at leasing instead of purchasing it.
That's correct, because previously they were looking at purchasing it, the entire property, and the price was right. I don't know, for whatever reason, they didn't move forward with the purchase.
They might want to accept what they are first.
What's that, Peter?
They may want to see how successful they are.
Oh, yes.
That might want to accept first, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts or questions? Information we need. Obviously, if we vote for it, it'll go to the whole council. So we'll have another chance to examine it with everybody.
Good idea.
All right. So if I hear nothing further, go ahead and make a motion to approve this going forward.
So moved.
All right. Second?
Second.
Favor? Aye.
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 Okay. All right, so we'll go to the council, the next meeting, Roche?
We can probably get it in, right, Kate?
Yes.
For next meeting?
Yes, we have time.
Yeah, we have time. We can do that for the meeting coming up on June. Right. We'll do. Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, thanks,
Jeff. Sure.
All right, so now we'll just go to whole business, which is the animal control ordinance. I would move to, I mean, just to recap, I think we've had, you know, a lot of discussion. I think we've certainly come to the conclusion that in every area of town, but get there, wherever the car bump would be, dogs need to be on a restraint, on a leash. Remember if we talked about, we saw it pass it, but it had to be on a lead of, I don't know, we discussed 6 feet, 8 feet. And everywhere in town, but wherever we determined the long leash, the only place, and we put that in the ordinance obviously. So, as Justin and I kind of got sidetracked by the COVID-19, there was a location we were looking at, possibly Pistol Creek, but I wanted to get a couple of people that have been involved when we do all our meetings and see, and actually if the council or if the ordinance committee wants to look at it. We're talking about one of the, what hole was that, Roche?
I think it's the 11th hole, maybe. It's right across from where the clubhouse used to be.
Yeah. So it's across the street where the handicap parking is. Right?
Yes, exactly.
And with the trail?
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten out of it myself. Roche, maybe even I, or whoever, you know, I know we're trying to take a look at it at our next ordinance committee meeting. We can propose what may be a better location, because there's plenty of parking across the street. Parking will not be an issue. It's on town property now. It's not on, we don't need to worry about the land trust. About the Conservation Commission, I mean, that's town property too, but it's a little bit more requirements than whatever we agree to. got that property, the title, so it might be easier on just town property like the creek. It's a large area. I think it's an area that wouldn't interfere with anyone, but I'd like to have a chance, everyone have a chance on their own to look at it, and then we can talk about it, talk about trying to hold maybe a couple of people that have been involved, that look, go take a look at it, and we could come back to the next board committee and maybe make that proposal by sending the marketing to there, which would be easier for everyone. The conservation commission would be happy. We did that, and create the concerns and cul-de-sac and other places. We were looking at Bicentennial Park by the garden. It may not work out there either. So let's look at this new location. If we, and then we'll have another ordinance meeting to talk about it. And again, I think we got delayed with COVID. Obviously, we had other things to worry about. So that makes sense to everybody.
Yeah.
Check that new location out, and then we'll have another meeting and talk about it. Maybe by then we'll have a meeting in person, so publicans be a little more comfortable in attending, and we can hear what they all have to say. All right, so I'll go ahead and table that, and then we can go on to our approval. That is, if there's any questions, go ahead and take a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the Town of Berlin Ordinance Committee meetings from February 27th, 2020.
Thank you. Second on that?
Okay.
All right, so we're all those favor? Aye. Okay, so that's it.
Mr. Mayor? Councillor Stetson just joined us a little while ago. I don't know whether you saw that on the screen.
Apologize for the delay.
Nope, that's okay.
That's okay. So, Joe, may I just recap? Maybe Jeff, you want to recap just for a minute?
Jeff has left the building.
Left the building. He had another.
Yeah, I had another call at 7.
Yes, sure.
So we started with the second item only because Jeff had another call at 7. I wanted him on the line to discuss this. This was came up at a council meeting a couple of months ago. Rick Pento, who's the attorney for the Y, they're planning on leasing space at the former Molon Hill High School. And since the school is no longer a non-for-profit, they are not serving their mission. It went back on the tax roll, but they have appealed it. But their request was the Connecticut General Statutes 12-81 allows anyone, any non-for-profit that leases space taxes to be exempt from. So Molon Hill never paid property taxes because they were 501c3. But also the General Statutes, they require the municipality to adopt this ordinance before it could move forward. So the law allows it, so we brought it to the ordinance committee, and the ordinance committee, just before you came online, voted to move it to the full council for discussion.
Great.
So that's where we are with that item.
Okay.
And
I appreciate that.
Thank you. And
I think that's a good idea.
Yes, thanks. And Mr. Mayor was talking about the other item that we need to put to bed. One is the leash law that I think everybody agrees, but we also need to find another place for the dogs to roam around. Possible location I'm trying to think of the name of the street.
You came into that. So you don't need to reiterate that.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
So that's where we are.
All right. So yeah, we'll go ahead and take time to look at the other place. And my dog was barking. I think yes or no. I wasn't sure. I'm going to change the dog. I don't know. Let's see. So I think that's it. We'll have this item on the tax item on the council meeting. That's great. We can talk about it with everyone. And guess we can take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All right.
Hi.
Right. Thank you, everybody.
Great. Night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good
night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, see you, Peter. Peter is still hanging out there.
I'm trying to hang out.
Can't hang out.
Oh, wait a minute. This is what you should do. Bye-bye.
Just exit out. Bye. See ya.